Good Black Friday to you here on Hot Country KDY from the West Plains Civic Center, Joe Paul Evans Arena. I'm Harlan Hutchison along with Drew Joyce taking care of the video stream. Back in studio, Nate Hutchison engineers as we get ready for tip-off in about 5 minutes between the Grizzlies of Missouri State University West Plains and the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport in Newport, Arkansas. Both these teams are trying to rebound from a loss. The Newport team lost to a team from Dallas the other day by a final score of 83-76. Dallas College Brookhaven was their opponent. And the Grizzlies, meanwhile, lost here on Tuesday night to National Park College by a final of 90-74. Second game of the night, North Arkansas College defeated Morton, the team the Grizzlies will play tomorrow night. North Ark won that game by a final of 83-71, and I thought they looked pretty good at times. We're getting close to the starting lineups for this ball game. If you didn't catch the football final, the bloodletting in Fayetteville is over. Missouri wins 48-14. They finished the year at 10-2. Meanwhile, I want to remind you, too, that we still have some games to go here at the Civic Center between now and the end of the event next Tuesday. The Grizzlies invite everybody to come to see some Grizzly basketball, and when you do, make sure to bring a new toy with you, because if you do, that is your admission cost to get into the ball game. The Grizzlies are helping gather toys for the Howell County Christmas Toy Drive, and we still have tonight, Saturday night, and then Tuesday night before the toy drive here at the Civic Center is done. So if you want to come and watch some basketball, please do. And when you do, just bring a toy for the toy drive, and you're in there, and you can sit back and enjoy Grizzly basketball here at the Joe Paul Evans Arena. This is going to be an interesting game. The Grizzlies have been a pretty good team about rebounding, and they simply got beat by maybe the best team they've played this season on Tuesday night. So no shame there. Meanwhile, Arkansas State Newport, is a brand new program. Brand new. First year, they're a team of all freshmen with one exception. They did have two actually. They had two sophomores that transferred in, one of them from National Park College. They are coached by former Grizzly guard Logan Nutt. I saw Logan downstairs in the Grizzly room a little while ago, and we had a great talk. He's going to be successful at whatever he does, and if it's going to be coaching, then he's going to follow in the path of his dad, Dickie, who is an assistant coach for Dennis Gates at the University of Missouri. Good job by Drew getting these graphics all lined up here on our live stream. That really adds a nice splash, and we'll get to those graphics and the starting lineups when we come back in 2 minutes on KDY. All right, we come back to the Civic Center. Charles is going to, he's already introduced the Aviators to the crowd. Let's go ahead and see who they will start. Then we'll get to the Grizzlies starting five. For the Arkansas State Newport Aviators, they're 4-3, coached by former Grizzly Logan Nutt. Starting five will be Jerquavius Kane, a 6'6 sophomore from Jonesboro. Kylan Kelly is a 6'3 freshman from Jonesboro as well. Nehemiah Reedus from St. Louis, a 6'5 freshman. Toby West, a 6'7 sophomore from Bradley, Arkansas. He transferred to Newport from National Park College. When I saw him warming up, I thought, man, I have seen this kid somewhere before. Now I know. That was last year at Hot Springs. And the fifth starter is James Blair, a 6'4 freshman from Jonesboro, Arkansas. Newport isn't very far away from Jonesboro, and they have three Jonesboro kids in their starting lineup. Now let's get to the Grizzlies starting five, and of course they are coached by Jared Fay, and they are 5-4 on the season. Starting five for the Grizzlies will be at a guard position, Kyle Germany. Kyle is a 6'3 sophomore. He is from Detroit, Michigan. Also in the starting five, Carlos Paul from Southfield, Michigan. He's another sophomore at 6'5". Also, Javian Downey is a 6'3 freshman from Toronto, Canada. Trayon Grant Foster, a 6'6 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. And finally, Lionel Kumwimba, who is a 6'8 freshman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The officials for the basketball game tonight are Tony Smith, Kent Mannery, and Blake Thomas. Aviators will be in the black with blue trim, blue numerals. Grizzlies in the home white. Here we go, and the tip is controlled by the Grizzlies. Javian Downey, Grizzlies go right to left as usual here at home in the first half of play. Front court, handoff, ball is bobbled, picked up by Carlos Paul. Bounce pass to the right corner. Back out to the right point. Carlos up fakes, he'll dribble across. Now hand it off. TGF with it. To the left point. Kyle Germany, shot clock down to five. Lob pass down low. Caught by Kumwimba. They'll have to get rid of it quick. And they get the shot off at the horn. It doesn't hit anything. And that's a great defensive series for Arkansas Newport. Right out of the block. And a turnover on the Grizzlies on a shot clock violation. Now, here come the Aviators. James Blair, the 6'4 freshman from Jonesboro, to the point. They'll get the ball there to Nehemiah Reedus. Bounce pass to the right corner, double team, bounce pass into the post, turn around, face-up shot, back iron is good by Jaquarvius Kane, the 6'6 sophomore from Jonesboro. They only have two sophomores. He's one of them, and that makes it 2-0. 1 minute into the ball game. High little screen to the left goes Downey. Kicks it to the left corner. TGF with it. Lob over the top to the right side. Kyle Germany beats his man on the dribble all the way under. Wraparound pass back out to the left point. Wide open. Here's a three. Good by TGF. Trayon Grant Foster makes it a 3-2 ball game. Our three-point shooting hasn't been bad this year, but we just need to be more consistent. Here's a pull-up from 13, and that's good from the right side of the key by Nehemiah Reedus. He makes it a 4-3 ball game. First year for this program at Newport. To the point, bounce pass, backdoor, great feed, and the shot is up, partially blocked, but a foul on the play. What a pass by Lionel Kumwimba to Trayon Grant Foster, cutting to the basket. He had a dunk, but he got fouled. And he'll shoot two. And that is the first foul of the ball game, and that's against James Blair of Arkansas State Newport. And the free throw is no good by TGF. He'll get one more try at it. ASN, Arkansas State Newport. Again, in close proximity to Jonesboro, thus they've got a lot of kids from Jonesboro on this team. Next one is no good either, and the rebound is taken down the other way. James Blair brings it up for the Aviators. They lead this game 4-3 in the early going. To the right corner, bounce pass on the baseline, fade away, 15-foot jumper is too hard. Weak side rebound picked up by TGF. Trayon brings up the floor, lob up the left side. A catch and shoot for Germany for three, and it's good. Grizzlies with two field goals, both from behind the line. It's 6-4, Grizzlies. Pass to the high post. Dribbling down the lane. Went up for the shot, missed it. Kane puts it back up for a second try. That's no good. Fight for the ball. Picked up by Downey, and he traveled with it as it fell to the floor. Aviator basketball from underneath. Grizzlies hope when this weekend is over that we'll be 7-4. Tough trip next Tuesday to National Park College at Hot Spring. And the following weekend, we'll have two more games on the baseline. Here's a turn by Colby West up inside. No good. Rebound. Put back is up and in. Kane, Jarquavius Kane with his second field goal. It's Colby West for them, 6'7". Good player. Bounce pass on the back door. Lost out of bounds. Turned over by the Grizzlies as couldn't handle a pass that time from Downey to Paul in the right corner. And already three turnovers on the Grizzlies. We're averaging a turnover a minute. Tie game at 6-6. Blair is the point guard. Moves it up the floor, up the right side. Nehemiah Reedus down the left wing. Bounce pass to the low block, inside-out pass. Now penetration all the way to the hole. Puts it up high off the board, and they'll get a put back is up and in. And that was Blair, the point guard, who got to the glass and got the put back. 8-6 ball game. Germany in the front court, being hounded out front. On the left side, high screen. Curls over, now stops. Back out to the right point. Lionel will hand off TGF. He'll spin to the corner, step back. Behind the three-point line, going to shoot a three. That's an air ball. And the ball comes down into the hands of Blair, and he comes back from left to right, up the right sideline. Kane all the way, goes up, hangs, and shoots and scores. We are notoriously slow starters this season, and kind of the way it looks right now, 10-6 ball game. Germany, front court, left side, three ball for Carlos Paul is too hard. Rebound tipped out, picked up by TGF. Grizzlies get an offensive glass. 20 on the shot clock, winding down. Javian Downey at the point. Bounce pass over to Paul at the right point. Bounce, he'll kick it out now to TGF. Crossover dribble, free throw line. Leans in, shoots, up, no good. And rebound by Colby West. Aviators turn down the floor to the offensive end. Down the lane, they'll cut off the dribble. Pull-up jump shot is good by Kylan Kelly, and the timeout is going to be called. 15-13 to play first half, and the Aviators with the lead of 12-6 over the Grizzlies. And we're back in a minute on KDY. Back to play. Grizzlies trail it 12-6. Really going first half. 15-10 to play in the half. Kyle Germany in the backcourt with some pressure on the ball. Up the right sideline, bounce pass to the right corner. Downey wrap around down low, bad pass out of bounds. Grizzlies turn it over, and they say, hey, that was deflected. But they're not going to change that call. And so it will go back over to Newport. They lead it 12-6. Left side wide open three, and it's off the back iron. Rebounded by Trayon. Up the left side to Kyle Germany. Team's got some length to it. Very good athletically. Javian Downey, high screen. Kicks it over to Paul. We got to start taking the ball to the basket. Down the key, all the way in. There we go. Shot no good, but a foul will be called. Trayon will draw the foul, and he'll shoot two. They are being very aggressive around the perimeter. On the defensive end of the floor, made it hard for the Grizzlies to get good open looks. We've made two threes, but it's been kind of hard to find shots. Trayon at the line, free throw good. Second foul call, by the way, on James Blair, the point guard from Arkansas State Newport. ball game. Next try is no good. Rebound comes off. And the Aviators will get control. One out of two. Now one out of four from the line for Arkansas State Newport. On the baseline, 12-7 game. Driving in. Kane leans in. Shoots no good. And the rebound taken down by Lionel Kumwimba for the Grizzlies as he went up a little bit higher than everybody else. All the way down the floor, right hand reverse is good. What a move by Javian Downey. Coming in from the left side, went up and under the backboard and spun it in off the glass. Javian's first basket. Grizzlies get the ball on the turnover. They tried to force it on the wing to West, stole it away by Carlos in the front court. Ball knocked away, loose on the floor. Lionel Kumwimba comes away with it. And we'll have a whistle, jump ball, Aviator basketball. Javian Downey will come out for Gage Pitts from Thayer. Kendon Peebles will come in the lineup for Trayon Grant Foster. 12-9 ball game. up front, down the key. Here's Kane going one-on-one, puts it up and good. They just cleared out and let him go to work right down the lane, took it right at Carlos Kamwimba. And now he has 8 of their 14. He's their second leading scorer. Jarquavius Kane with 12 a game. Kyle Germany averaging 12 a game. Takes it left side of the key. Pull-up shot for a 3 is way off the mark. Rebound goes way out toward midcourt, and it's picked up by Gage Pitts. Gage with a high screen left. Looks back door, hook pass across. On the left side, the Peebles. Popping out, it's Carlos. Carlos kicked it inside, outside. Here's a 3 at the shot clock. No good by Gage, and rebounded by Kane. Gets it up the right side to West in the right corner. Back to West at the right elbow. No one picked him up. He'll lean in and shoot with the left hand. No good. Rebound by Kendon Peebles. And the Grizzlies get it back. They get a stop. 14-9. Aviators lead the Grizzlies by 5. Subs at the next horn. Ernie Hunami will check in. Ergie Hunami will check in for the Grizzlies. At the right point. Gage down the lane. Puts it up off the board. No good. Rebound. Put up. No good. By Lionel, and now another try for Lionel is good. Good hustle by Lionel Kamwimba. He stuck with it, stayed after it, makes an 3-point game, 14-11. We'll have an officials, it's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Logan Nutt and the Arkansas State Newport Aviators. 12:06 to play in the first half. Grizzlies trail 14-11. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. We come back to the Civic Center. Drew Joyce to my right, and in studio, Nate Hudson. I'm Harlan Hutchison. It's a 14-11 game. Grizzlies trail by 3 against the 4-3 Aviators of Arkansas State Newport. Night one of 2 nights of basketball. Here's the ball fumbled away and turned over. Grizzlies with a 2-on-1 break. Beat it across. Right-hand layup high off the board by Ergie Hunami, and it's good. First turnover against the Aviators, and it cost him a bucket. It's a 1-point game, 14-11. Down the key, runner, here's a ball, bad pass, stolen away. Kenan Peebles, bounce pass ahead to Ergy all the way. Right-handed dunk right over the defender. Wow. Well, that got a reaction from the crowd. Ergy Hanami with force. At the end of that break, full timeout with 11:24 to play in the first half. Grizzlies up now by 1, 15-14. Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY. We come back just in time for a dunk by Kendon Peebles off a turnover. Gage Pitts with the play. Kendon Peebles with the finish at the other end. 17-14, pass in the middle, ball tipped up in the air, and a late whistle and a foul be called on the Grizzlies. Got a little momentum going. It all started at the defensive end. First foul call against the Grizzlies, Kendon Peebles. Inbound play from underneath. The Aviators will set their offense now. They're up. A little while ago, 14-6. Now here's a 3 from way outside, and that's good. Between 30 and 35 feet. I mean, it was that far outside, way beyond the arc. That's B.J. Marshall with the 3. That could have counted for 4. Tie game at 17. Gage Pitts curls to the far corner. Lob pass out to the point. Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock in the game. And an offensive foul on Riley. Riley had that left arm up. Fended off the defender. Riley probably had no idea he was that strong. That was just simple contact of his forearm against the defender. And he went flying back like he'd been punched by Muhammad Ali. 10:09 to go. We have another timeout coming up here pretty soon. Next whistle, we'll have the media timeout. Front court, Kane has it. Boy, he is a tough player. Now on the right side, another 3 is up. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Grizzlies' Gage Pitts. Boy, Jarvis Kane got way off the floor going for that last rebound. I mean, he elevated. 6'6" from Jonesboro. on the right sideline. Kyle Germany dribbles across. Thought about shooting. Now gets it over to Kendon to the left wing. Gage Pitts, high screen, top of the circle. Back to the right point. Here's Kyle with a three ball off the back iron. No good. Rebound, a slap long. Urji Hunami chases it down. Gets it out to the point. Gage, inside out to Germany. Works his way through. Right-handed scoop layup is good. Nine-ten to go in the first half. Grizzlies by two. Pass into the low block. A turn, double team, back out on the wing. Another three is in the air, and it rims off. No good. After he made the first, he's missed two. Grizzlies on the break the other way. Hunami all the way. Right-hand layup good as he just attacks the basket. Urji's got six. It's 21-17. Grizzlies with their biggest lead of the first half, 4 points. Turquavius Kane. Now for another steal. Kenan Peebles all the way, and he missed the dunk, but it's chased down by Urji. Germany, no look, a pass. Here's a fake. Shot up, no good. Stripped away from Riley Whitaker, and now back the other direction. Here's a shot on the run, but a foul will be called. Let's see if it's on the floor or in the act of shooting. Boy, the Grizzlies missed one there. The foul is on Urji Hunami. That'll be his first foul. 8:25 to go, and we have the media timeout. 21-17, back in a minute. Grizzlies up four on Hot Country KDY. Grizzlies were trailing this game 14-9 and went on a 12-3 run. Urji Hunami, Gage Pitts, and Kendon Peebles helping fuel that. And the first free throw here is good by Jarquavius Kane. He has 9 points here in the first half, 9 of the 18 for his team from Newport, Arkansas. The second try is good. Kane has 10. Javian Downey in the front court. On the right sideline, will dribble there, gets a screen, goes left, now gets away, gets it inside. Carlos Paul and a whistle, offensive foul on Carlos. Good defensive play that time, down low by James Blair, who set up and drew the contact. And we have a decent crowd here on this Friday night. We probably have between 200-300 people here. 21-19. Up high, Colby West lobs it down low. Kane bangs inside, goes up, blocked from behind by TGF, and the Grizzlies get it back. TGF, oh, ball stolen right away by Blair as he just reached in and took it away. Blair dribbles across, lost his balance, gets it over to West, works his way in, left-hand scoop off the board, no good, got his own board, puts it up and in. Colby West with his first bucket of the game. He's their leading rebounder, 6'7" kid. Averages 7 boards a game. Hook pass inside, here's a reverse layup, no good by Carlos Paul as they force that shot. Tie game at 21 at the point. Down the left side of the key, left-hand runner off the board, no good. And look at Javian Downey get off the floor well there. Down the floor all the way, back to the corner on the wing. Trayon's got a three. That is going to be short. Rebounded by Kendon Peebles. He'll work it up and good. Kendon has 4. Back to a 2-point game, 23-21. Half-court offense ball knocked away. Picked up by TGF, and he goes in and goes up, and it's fouled. So he'll shoot two. It was a hard foul, but it wasn't a dirty foul. That you can't let him just shoot it. It's an automatic 2 points. Well, I thought that was a fairly sportsmanlike foul, if there is such a thing. James Blair has just picked up his third foul. Now, why that is important, yeah, he's a starter, but he is also their point guard. So they're going to have to go to a different point guard here. They've got subs ready to come in. Trayon Grant Foster's had a rough first half at the line, 1 out of 4. And this one is good. So they'll get Blair out of the ball game here. And they'll also take B.J. Marshall out, who made that three from Pomona a little while ago, but he hasn't made one since. Next free throw is good. Trayon Grant Foster, three out of his last four, and he has 6 points. 25-21, Grizzlies by four. Front court, right side. Grizzlies come out, and they pressure the ball. They double-team. Bad pass over the top, nearly thrown away. Catch in the right corner, a three is an air ball. Caught underneath, put up and good. Good hustle play that time by Caleb Ross, a redshirt freshman. 5'11 guard from Maumelle, Arkansas. Grizzlies on offense. Lionel Kimwemba out front kicks it across to the right point. Two-point game. Trayon with it. Dribbles in. Whistle. Blocking foul will be the call. And that will be the fourth team foul on the Aviators. That would appear to be on Ross. They're going to say it's on 13, not 15. So that would be Deodric Moten. Inbound play. Urgy moves it out front. Left point pass. Kamari Vincent in the game for the Grizzlies. JV and Downey up high. Double screen. Goes to the one on his left. Dribbles through. Goes up. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by who? Last touch by the Aviators. And there's two on the shot clock. He had to shoot that. Well, you don't have to catch and shoot. You can take a dribble and shoot the ball here with two on the shot clock, but you don't want to mess around any more than that. Here's a catch and shoot from the wing for three. No good by Vincent. Put back by Urgy Hanami, and he puts it up and in. And he got tagged in the lane after the shot. Urgy just kind of went back in slow motion. They're going to get him out of the ball game, and Riley Whitaker will come in. I didn't see what happened, but he must have got popped in the head because he just kind of in slow motion went back and fell back on the court. 27-23. Double high screen at the other end. Now ball knocked away and out of bounds. Who's going to touch it last? It'll be off Riley Whitaker. It's Riley Whitaker, Javian Downey, Kamari Vinson, Lionel Kimwemba, and Trayon Grant Foster, the five out there for the Grizzlies. They have a four-point lead with 5:10 to go in the first half. Grizzlies are 5-4. Aviators are 4-3. They are a Division II team. Crossover down the lane. Here's Kane with a runner. Puts it up and good. He got fouled in midair, and that'll be a three-point play attempt. Coming up. So Kane, he's been pretty much their entire offense during the first half. He has 12 now with a free throw to come. Second foul call on Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. So to the free throw line with a chance to make this a one-point game. And it's good. Jarquavius Kane now with 13 points. Javian Downey brings the ball up the right side. Ross is on him. Double team, kick it to the right corner. Trayon up fake, dribbles in, now fakes, passes across. Lionel goes up, no good, got it back. Up the other side, no good. Tipped out long, picked up by Ross for Arkansas State Newport. To the left corner, Colby West, cut off, double team. Now to the far side on the baseline. The move in, a hanging shot with the left hand off the back iron, won't go. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Lionel Kimwemba. He'll stay with Arkansas State Newport with 4:29 to go in the first half. He'll put 20 on the shot clock. Inbound play, West in the paint. Turns. Left-hand shot off the board, too hard. Rebounded by Kamari Vinson. He rebounds very well for 6-3. Grizzlies have it. Going to get over the timeline now. Cross-court pass. Kamari has it, puts it on the deck, goes in, stripped away and stolen. Seventh turnover on the Grizzlies. Now the other way, ball lost, out of bounds. And that time it was the Aviators mishandling the ball on the fast break. Zero on your program, but number one in your heart, Kyle Germany comes back in the game as Davian Downey takes the rest. Kyle has five, and he brings the ball up the floor. They are without their point guard now, so we need to take advantage of that at the defensive end of the floor. Trayon Grant Foster, left corner. Kamari's got another three look. That's good! Kamari Benson from downtown. 30-26. Man, when those threes go in, it sure makes you a better coach. Here's a ball lost. Stolen away. Picked up by TGF all the way, and a dunk. The fifth turnover turned into 2 points for the Grizzlies for Newport. 32-26. Kane out high. He's picked up by Urgy. That's the matchup I expected to see eventually here tonight. Urgy gives up a couple inches, but he is tough as nails. To the right baseline, Kane cut off. Keeps the dribble, steps back. He's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Urgy, and two players tangled up. Urgy, Hanami, and can't tell for sure who in for Newport. But crashing to the deck, it'll be Grizzly basketball on the tie-up, though. Good work, good hustle by both players on the play. Nehemiah Redis, who happens to be their leading scorer, tied up on the play. So Grizzlies will play in the backcourt. Trayon plays it into Gage Pitts. In the front court. Urgy to the right point. Ball knocked away. Nearly stolen. Let's get it settled down here. Here on the left corner, Urgy has it with 12 on the shot clock. Low block and a reach-in foul is going to be called against the Aviators. And that one's going to be against Nehemiah Redis. Trayon comes out of the game for the Grizzlies. 2:45 to go in the half, up by six. 32-26. Lob pass inbounds. Kyle Gervity has it. Kyle down the key. Hang, shoot, scores. Foul on the play in the basket count. Kyle Gervity now with 7 points, and he'll get a free throw on top. That foul is on Kylan Kelly for the Aviators. I've been telling people in the offseason, when we found out who was coming back, that we're very lucky to have Kyle Germany back on this basketball team. This kid has got so much potential as he makes the three-point play. He has certain athletic gifts that a lot of players don't have. A lot of guys can jump, but he is a quick jumper, and he is very good at penetration, getting the ball to the basket. Pass inside, ball knocked away, picked back up again. Free throw line, jump shot from 15 is no good. Rebound, Gage Pitts has it for the Grizzlies. Up the left side to Kyle. Bounce pass up ahead. Carlos underneath, bounces once. Double teamed, outside around the horn. Left corner, Kendon can't get a shot. 19 on the shot clock. Lob pass to the post. Here's Carlos. Puts it on the deck, leans in, puts it high off the back iron, and good. Carlos' first basket of the ball game, 37-26. Left corner on the baseline. They'll cut it off in the drive. Feet outside on the wing. Here's a shot by Redis. No good. Rebound taken down by Kyle Germany. Boy, once the Grizzlies turned up the pressure, this game just completely changed. Gage Pitts for a three at the other end. No good. And Colby West with the rebound. And here they come on the run with a three on two. Down the lane, Redis hangs, shoots off the back iron, and good. Nehemiah Redis has 4 points. 1:30 to go in the first half. Grizzlies 37, Aviators 28. Tom Emmerich set to check in with Javian Downey. Here's a three at the point, and no good by Kyle. Rebound taken down by Arkansas State Newport. ASN in the corner. Colby West with a three, no good. rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Grizzlies as Nehemiah Redis went over the back of Kendon Peebles. And he's getting up with some assistance. And evidently, maybe he tweaked his knee a little bit. He is hobbling off the court. He's able to put pressure on that leg, on his left leg, so that's at least something of a good sign. 37-28, 104 to go in the first half. From the Joe Paul Evans Arena in the West Plains Civic Center, we're back here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Morton College will be the opponent. They lost to North Arkansas tonight, 83-71. They've got some bodies. Top of the circle, Kendon Peebles to the point on the left side. Here's a shot from the point for three. No good by Kendon. Rebounded by B.J. Marshall. And Arkansas State Newport with 38 seconds to go. And there's 14 seconds difference. Shot clock, game clock. Drive down the lane off the side iron. No good. Tipped across. Picked up by Javian Downing. Off the miss by Redis. Long up the court. Kendon has it. Gets it out to Downing. Shot clock and game clock are just about in sync. Out front, Carlos Paul. Kyle Germany, left side. Tom Emmerich has it. Dribbles across. Gets it across now to the right side to the point. Ball tipped away and stolen. Back the other way with 5 seconds. At the point, Law pass down low. Now a drive in. Blocked away by Kendon Peebles from behind as they got it to Redis inside, and he swatted it off the backboard. We've played one half. The score, the Grizzlies on top of the Aviators from Arkansas State. Newport 37-28. It's Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. We'll take stock of the first half and see what's ahead. Coming up here in 2 minutes on Katie Wise. Rusty LaVrentz is the athletic director at Missouri State West Plains. Rusty's done a good job of coming up with entertaining aspects to keep the crowd amused at halftime. And we're doing a Name That Tune gig right now. They're playing Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine. This fellow may be too young for this. I don't know. We'll see. You'll get the reaction from the crowd. Everyone in the audience that's old like I am, they're trying to help him out. They're going to have to cut it off before they get to the last verse in the chorus. Here it comes. Yeah, so they tell him what the answer is. Heard it through the grapevine. Yeah, well, that's what it was. All right. So he won. I think he won a pizza. That ain't bad. Halftime score, 37-28. Grizzlies lead it by 9. Scoring in the first half for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany, Trayon Grant Foster each have 8 points, as does Urji Hunami. And Urji's defense, when he came to the game, it slowed down Jarquavius Kane, who finished with 13 points in the first half. Other scores for the Grizzlies in the first half, Kendon Peebles with 4, 3 for Kamari Benson, and 2 apiece for Lionel Kimwimba, Javian Downey, and Carlos Paul. The Grizzlies had 8 turnovers in the first half and were 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Now for Arkansas State Newport. As mentioned, Jarquavius Kane is the leading scorer with 13 points, and they're not getting anything else from anyone, really. He's been pretty much carrying the load here. And once we slowed him down a little bit, we were able not just catch up, but pull ahead. Nehemiah Redis, their leading scorer, averaging 17 a game, just has 4, so expect him to heat up in the second half. B.J. Marshall has 3, and 4 players have 2. Tylan Kelly, Caleb Ross, Colby West, and James Blair. The Aviators, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. in the first half with five turnovers. We're at the half, and we invite you to stay tuned. We've got more basketball coming up from the Civic Center in just a few, and we're at halftime right now. Good crowd here to enjoy the shenanigans, both during the game and at halftime. Got a little five-on-five action going on out here right now, as a matter of fact. But after the break, we'll come back and take a look ahead. We've got still some things to do before we take the Christmas break. Not many games left, but a few. And we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. This is Grizzly Basketball on Hot Country KDY.